Good morning, Church, and I hope you can hear me well. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and we shall read from verse 1. To verse 16. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness and long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now, this he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for the opportunity of gathering today to worship you and to celebrate these many years of service that you have given to East Hill Baptist Church. We pray, O Lord, that you would continue to bless. We pray, O Lord, that you would continue to guide. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would lead, that everything that is done would be done to your honor and to your glory. And, O Lord, that your people may be edified and that your word would go out with power and conviction, and that the community of Wandsworth may be touched and may be evangelized, and oh Lord, that your word may have a resting place in the hearts of each and everyone who hears them, and that they, oh Lord, may turn the hearts of the people of Wandsworth and the wider community to you. We are grateful for your continued blessing, and we commit this service to your care. Lord, speak through me the words that you want me to say, and may at the end of the day, you get all the glory and you get all the praise. We commit this session to your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning again, church. If you hear me, give me a wave so I can make sure that you're all right. Susan, I can see you. I'm glad that you're joining us via video. And a very warm welcome from St. Lucia, where I'm speaking with you from. I would have preferred to be with you in person, but circumstances does not permit that to happen at the moment. You're probably still in celebratory mood after enjoying the long holiday weekend last week, celebrating the Queen's 70th reign, as Queen of England and head of the Commonwealth. Her 70 years is nothing compared to the length of time that East Hill Baptist has been serving the community of Wandsworth. But last week, the whole country was involved. And from what I saw on television, most persons had a great time. We saw the trooping of the colors. We saw the gun salutes. We saw the flying of the airplanes. And it was a great celebration for a queen who has been on the throne for such a long time. Even you at East Hill Baptist enjoyed your barbecue, and the cafe was in full swing, and even the unpredictable British weather cooperated last week. The Queen was in all her glory when her health permitted, that is, but for the first time in her 70-year reign, she missed the Ascot horse racing and had to delegate some of her responsibility to other members of her family. For all my years on this earth, I have only known this Queen Elizabeth as head of the Commonwealth. I first saw her on her official visit to St. Lucia when I was just a primary school kid, and we were made to line up on the side of the road waving the Union Jack flag as she drove by in the hot sun. I have been privileged to have met her officially and chatted with her a few times in the past 5 years while I served in London as my country's High Commissioner. The Queen's 70th year are going to be over at some point. And today, it is the turn of East Hill Baptist Church in Wandsworth to celebrate. It's time of service to the community of Wandsworth. And I will say, not you, but we are celebrating our 163rd anniversary. East Hill Baptist Church, according to history records, was one of the Baptist churches founded in 1859 by the famous Charles Spurgeon. The origins of the church stem from the meetings commenced by a group of local believers at the Spread Eagle Pub in February 1859. And I remember being showed that Spread Eagle Pub just down the road from where East Hill Baptist Church is located now. Imagine a church starting in a pub. The mission of the church has been and continues to be embracing Wandsworth for Christ, a noble but very important mission, which I dare say the church has continued to diligently pursue up to today. The theme for today's anniversary service, giving thanks for the season of new opportunities to embrace Wandsworth for Christ, is consistent with the church's main mission of embracing Wandsworth for Christ. I count it a joy and a privilege to have the opportunity to share a few thoughts with you on this, your 163rd anniversary, and encourage you that as you celebrate this momentous occasion, that you keep your eyes on Jesus. In the scripture passage that we read, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 16, we are reminded and encouraged that the Lord blessed the church with capable members, with appropriate gifts to enable the church to successfully carry out its mandate. Verses 11 to 13, and we shall read that again, verse 11 to 13 tells us that he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints and for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. In fact, the whole chapter gives us as to our conduct as believers in Christ and how we must behave ourselves so that we do not bring shame on the name of Christ and on the church to which we belong. As we celebrate yet another anniversary, we need to remember three things. One, change will come. So we should embrace it, because the only constant thing there is in life is change. Charles Spurgeon planted this church. The first pastor was Reverend J.W. Genders. They did their service and are no longer here with us. They have long since gone to be with the Lord, but the church and its mission and responsibilities remain. Pastor Ray Pointy, supported by the leadership team, currently has the responsibility to make their contribution along with every current member of the church. What will our legacy be? Shall we hinder or contribute positively to the growth of this church? Remember, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, we will be surprised what we can achieve. East Hill has been blessed with capable members, with appropriate gifts to enable the church to carry out the work that the Lord has given it to do. The Queen had served on the throne for the past 70 years, but she will also go at some point. What will happen to this earthly monarch then? Only time will tell. We must understand that none of us are going to be here on this earth forever. And we are given an opportunity by God to serve him in various ways. And as was done by Charles Spurgeon, he started, he toiled, others have come after him, and the church has grown. We need to recognize that God's work needs workers in the field, and God has placed us where we are at this time to do our service for him. Secondly, we must remember that anything that remains stagnant will die. That is why embracing change is important. We must realize that the method of spreading the gospel of Christ and ministering to the church members will change, but the message of salvation through Christ alone must remain the same. The method of preaching and the way the congregation gathered during the time of Spurgeon in the early days are almost no more. And our young people, to cater to them, we have had to change the way we do things. But we cannot change our message, because the message, God, does not change. There has been too many churches that have not been able to adapt and have had to close their doors, and the building that once was used as a sacred place of worship and to meet the spiritual needs of God's people have been sold, and in some instances have been turned into the devil's camp. Some have been turned into private residences for billionaires, and others into pubs, restaurants, and dance halls, or been torn down and the space used for commercial or residential purposes. God forbid that East Hill Baptist would ever suffer such fate. Therefore, thirdly, let us all use the gifts that our Heavenly Father has endowed us with to support the work of East Hill Baptist Church. I am pleased to see the new and exciting and innovative things that are currently happening, like the opening of the cafe, the continuing partnership with Pastor Carlos and his Brazilian church, and the new relationship developing with other groups, ensuring that the church building is put to maximum use to meet the spiritual and other needs of Wandsworth and beyond, to evangelize the world and for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, as stated in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. There is so much work to be done. There is the need for us to be committed to the work of Christ. There is the need for all of us to play our part in building the body of Christ. East Hill Baptist has had a long and successful existence, spreading God's word throughout the length and breadth of Wandsworth, supporting missionaries overseas, and now establishing that cafe, which meets a different need. I'm privileged to have been part of the team that was planning for that cafe, and I'm looking forward to very soon being there in person to enjoy some of the goodies that are prepared at that cafe. I know that Len and Bob will be looking for me and taking care of making sure that a good coffee brew and donuts, etc., is kept for me when Hannah and I do show up. But seriously, the church has served well. And as I mentioned, there are exciting things happening. And I think God is pleased with what he sees. And once we continue to adhere to the principles laid down in God's word, God will bless the work that is being done at East Hill Baptist Church. There will always be challenges. We've had many challenges there, but we have been able to weather the storm. And even recently, with some of the challenges that were being experienced through dialogue and discussion, we have been able to overcome them. And there seem to be a sense of unity between the church and our neighbors. So God is at work, and God is blessing East Hill Baptist Church. It is for us to recognize the role that each of us can play. Each of us have been given a gift. And it is not to be a fence sitter, but to use the gift so that collectively we can serve the community of Wandsworth and beyond. If you are listening to my voice this morning, or you are at East Hill attending the anniversary service because you were invited, and you have not yet committed your life to Christ, that is where you need to start. You need to submit your life to Christ. And I urge you to invite Christ to come into your heart and save you, that the Holy Spirit may indwell with you and you can become part of the body of Christ, to serve Christ and to serve the community of Wandsworth or wherever you sojourn. Because remember that only what's done for Christ will last. Our mission here on earth is to serve God, to spread the gospel to those who are in need, to help with their spiritual and physical well-being, and to be a testimony to the Lord. Wandsworth has a lot of work to do. And East Hill Baptist Church is well poised at this time to have a serious impact, especially with those young people who seem to be lost and who seem to be in so much turmoil. I pray that all of us would understand our roles and responsibilities. I pray that God will give the strength to Pastor Ray and his family and the leadership of the church, that you will continue to serve the Lord, that we all would remain committed so that East Hill Baptist Church can, for a very long time, after we are all gone, continue to have the kind of impact in Wandsworth that will turn the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, to the Lord. I just pray that we would all continue to live for Him and serve Him. And as we celebrate 163 years, may East Hill Baptist Church endure for many years to come and will be found serving God when Christ comes. So may you have a wonderful day. May you enjoy your picnic in the park, and may the Lord continue to bless each and every member of East Hill Baptist Church. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanks. We do appreciate your goodness, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you so much for all you are doing, for the time that you have given East Hill Baptist Church to minister in Wandsworth. We just commit every member to your throne of grace, and we commit the work that is being done, the projects that are being worked on, that you, O Lord, would continue to give guidance, would give wisdom, knowledge, understanding, to your people, that they would be able to serve you to the best of their ability and to be an example to all those around us. Lord, continue to bless and guide, and may you take full control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.